Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 16th. You'll be interested to know, 404 years ago, today in 1620, English colonists aboard the Mayflower set sail for America, where they founded Plymouth, Massachusetts, after 41 men, including William Bradford and Miles Standish, signed the Mayflower Compact. This historic voyage marked the beginning of one of the earliest successful European settlements in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a sunny day today, with temperatures climbing to around 80 and a light breeze from the south. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 57 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 10:15 with a low tide just before 11:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 82 degrees and light south winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 62. A chance of rain showers continues through Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the 70s and 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Mornings send you. In local news, the famed Skinny House in Boston, measuring just 10 feet wide, sold for a remarkable $1,250,000 in 2021. While many believe this unique home was built out of spite due to a feud between two brothers, evidence suggests otherwise. Old maps indicate the house was carved from an existing structure rather than constructed separately. The property, located at 44 Hull Street, features modern amenities, including two bedrooms, a full-size kitchen, and a private garden. Ultimately, the Spite House narrative seems to be more of an entertaining urban legend than historical fact. Now on to sports. Last night in Sunday Night Football, the Houston Texans edged out the Chicago Bears 19-13 at NRG Stadium. Houston kicker Kalyemi Fairbairn was a key factor, hitting four field goals, including a 53-yarder late in the game. Rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud connected with Nico Collins for a touchdown, and Collins posted a solid 115 yards. Khalil Herbert's touchdown gave the Bears a brief spark, but their offense struggled to find momentum. Houston's defense held strong in the final quarter, securing their first win of the season. Next week, the Chiefs are headed to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Tonight, Monday Night Football has the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Atlanta Falcons. The Eagles, fresh off a strong win, looked at quarterback Jalen Hurts and new running back Saquon Barkley to fuel their offense. Atlanta, seeking their first victory, will rely on rookie running back Bijan Robinson to make plays. The Falcons' defense faces a big challenge trying to slow down A.J. Brown and the Eagles' attack. Kickoff is at 8:15 Eastern, with Philadelphia favored by 6.5 points. In local sports, it was a tough day for Boston sports. Yesterday, the Patriots lost 23-20 in overtime to the Seattle Seahawks. Geno Smith threw for 224, and Ramondre Stevenson's late touchdown tied the game. But Jason Myers' 31-yard field goal clinched the win for Seattle. Hunter Henry led the Pats with 80 receiving yards. Next up, the Patriots head to New York to face Aaron Rodgers and the Jets on Thursday Night Football. Boston College also had a rough weekend, falling to Missouri 27-21. Despite two touchdowns from Thomas Castellanos, BC couldn't match Missouri's 450 yards of offense. A late touchdown secured the win for Missouri, leaving BC at 1-2. They'll host Michigan State next Saturday. In MLB, the Red Sox dropped a 5-2 game against the Yankees yesterday. Aaron Judge hit his 53rd home run, while Willy Abreu's two-run shot was all Boston could manage. Cutter Crawford allowed 4 runs over 5 1/3 innings. The Sox are off tonight, but they head to Tropicana Field tomorrow to face the Rays. Nick Pivetta takes the mound with a 4.48 ERA, looking to slow down Tampa's lineup. In top news, popping pimples on your nose can be dangerous, particularly in what is known as the Triangle of Death. This area, which spans from the bridge of your nose to your upper lip, houses vital arteries and nerves. A viral TikTok by Dr. Ever Arias highlights the risk of bacterial infections that could lead to severe complications, including stroke and even death. While serious infections are rare, dermatologists stress the importance of avoiding this habit. Instead, they recommend maintaining a proper skincare routine and seeking professional help for bothersome pimples to prevent inflammation and scarring. In business news, as of this weekend, nearly a fifth of crude oil production and 28% of natural gas output in U.S. Gulf of Mexico federal waters remains offline following Hurricane Francine. The storm, which struck Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane, caused significant damage, toppling trees, flooding areas, and cutting power across 4 southern states. Currently, producers report that 338,690 barrels per day of oil and nearly 515 million cubic feet of natural gas are offline. Cumulative losses due to the hurricane total 2,160,000 barrels of crude oil and 4,635 million cubic feet of natural gas. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $58,400. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $130. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Tesla has reached a remarkable milestone, manufacturing its 100 millionth battery cell, which is pivotal for enhancing energy capacity, extending range, and reducing production costs. The 4680 battery, with a diameter of 46 millimeters and a length of 80 millimeters, is part of Tesla's strategy to power about 100,000 electric vehicles. Although the company anticipates producing approximately 1.8 million electric vehicles in 2024. Notably, Tesla's AI-trained humanoid robot, Optimus, played a very small role in this achievement. Despite challenges, Tesla continues to innovate, aiming for advancements in artificial intelligence and robotics. And in entertainment news, Tom Hiddleston's film, The Life of Chuck, has won the People's Choice Award at the Toronto International Film Festival. Directed by Mike Flanagan, this feel-good apocalyptic story has garnered positive reviews, with critics praising its wild tonal shifts and engaging supporting characters. The film, adapted from Stephen King's novella, tells the life-affirming tale of Charles Krantz through three chapters in reverse chronological order. The first runner-up for the award was Jacques Audiard's Amelia Perez, while the second runner-up was Sean Baker's Anora. The festival's Midnight Madness Audience Prize went to Demi Moore's The Substance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and 33rd President of the United States, Harry S. Truman. And he said, "Men make history and not the other way around. In periods where there is no leadership, society stands still. Progress occurs when courageous, skillful leaders seize the opportunity to change things for the better." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.